A rich understanding of the Holy Spirit's divine work can benefit us in many ways. It helps us appreciate the grace He's shown to us. It encourages us to love and trust Him. It teaches us many of the ways He can and will bless us. So, what are some aspects of the Holy Spirit's divine work that are most beneficial to believers?
When we think about the person and work of the Holy Spirit, we think about the full range of who God is and what God does. But I think as far as our human experience is concerned, there are several key things. The first is that the Spirit brings God here and now to us. To think of our Heavenly Father can sometimes make God distant. Now, where is that Heavenly Father? Where is heaven? But the Holy Spirit says God is here, not there. But it's also now. If we think of God the Son, we can think of a historical figure 2,000 years ago. But the Holy Spirit comes and says, that's true, but I'm also with you always, even to the end of the age. So the here and now-ness of God comes to us through the Holy Spirit. And I think another thing is that the Holy Spirit brings all the things of Jesus and instructs us in those things so that we can grow in Christ-likeness. We can begin to have the mind of Christ. We can see the world with the eyes of Christ and hear it through the ears of Christ. That instruction in Christ-likeness is very important as I attempt to follow Christ and to be His witness in the world. And that leads, I think, to the understanding that through the Spirit, I'm part of this enterprise. And so I don't live as a careerist. I live with a call. I live in response to grace and in a response to invitation. And it's that Holy Spirit that keeps wooing me to think of my life vocationally. And that's an exciting thing.
Both the desire and the power to live for Christ comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the want to, the desire to obey God, the fact that we would ever want to follow Christ, to get into the Word of God, to pray, to witness, all those things. We give the credit to the Holy Spirit who gives us the desire, but also the power to do so. And to understand that He is the motivator, He is the one who strengthens us. There's an interesting passage in the last verse of Colossians 1, verse 29, where the apostle says, "For I labor, comma, striving according to His power, which works mightily within me." So Paul was the one laboring, "For I labor, comma." In the morning, Paul was the one who felt like he was the one going to the Word of God. Paul was the one at the end of the day who was tired, and yet he was doing so according to God's power so that he recognized at the end of the day the fact that I wanted to do this was from the Holy Spirit. The fact that I had the strength to do this was from the Holy Spirit, and all the glory was to Him. So Paul was the one who felt like he was doing the laboring. Paul was the one who was tired, but he acknowledged at the end of it all that the motivation, that the power, all the glory was from God.
The Holy Spirit's role in our everyday life as Christians, I think, is fundamental for what it means to be a believer in Jesus Christ. When we look at the New Testament particularly emphasizes that the Holy Spirit strengthens us in our everyday lives to please Jesus Christ and God the Father. In other words, where does the strength come from day by day to put our trust in God and to obey Him? What the Scriptures teach is that that strength does not come from ourselves. We must be filled with the Spirit. We must call upon the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. I think this is enormously practical because we sense as believers that in and of ourselves, we have no strength. In and of ourselves, we cannot please God. We face each day recognizing I have no strength from the day before. I need a fresh empowering from the Spirit of God. I need a fresh endowment from on high. And the Scriptures teach us we receive that from the Holy Spirit. He gifts us, He sanctifies us, He strengthens us, He helps us put our trust in Christ every day.
The work of the Holy Spirit is a rich truth indeed, and I'm only going to select certain things from a host of other things. The first is that the Holy Spirit gives us life. Jesus says in John chapter 3, verse 5, "Unless a person is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And John 6, verse 63, Jesus says, "It is the Spirit that gives life. And in Titus 3 verse 5, but the same reference is in John 3 verse 5, Paul says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit." So he enables us to live, but he also enables us to see. We read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, that Old Testament prophets spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, which implies that the Holy Spirit given to the church will enlighten us to understand what he inspired in the prophets. There's no new revelation, but if we're to understand existing revelation, we must be enlightened and empowered by the Spirit of God. So Jesus in John 14, 26 says, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says, "The Spirit searches the depths of God, and we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand the things that are freely given to us by God." So he enables us to live and to see. He also enables us to pray. There in Galatians 4, Paul says, "God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." The Spirit cries that on our behalf. And so when we come to Romans 8, verse 15, Paul says, "You have received the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." If the Spirit doesn't cry, Abba, Father, on our behalf, we cannot do so. And later in Romans chapter 8, Paul says, "We do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes for us with unutterable groanings." I find that extraordinarily reassuring that the Spirit prays on my behalf and also prompts my own prayer.